USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages stem from mere technical glitches or they're part of a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss affecting thousands of AT&T customers was the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. President Biden is offering his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. Thursday in San Francisco, the president met with Navalny's widow and daughter just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Biden commended Navalny's bravery and his steadfast battle against corruption within the Kremlin. Ron DeSantis isn't running for president anymore. Or is he? He's hitting multiple locations across the country, rallying support among state legislatures for passage of a constitutional amendment imposing term limits on Congress.
This is something that the people in the states have the ability to propose changes to discipline Washington. The founding fathers structured the Constitution like that for a reason.
He told a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina, that term limits are supported by most Americans, and it's time to make it a reality. Public satisfaction has declined in more domains than it's improved since President Biden took office. According to a Gallup poll, since January 2021, satisfaction has notably decreased regarding immigration, the nation's military strength, and energy policies. There is a slight increase in satisfaction with the status of black adults and other racial minorities in the country. Mortgage rates climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marks an increase from just under 6.8% last week. And a storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that system, which crossed the Midwest Thursday, will progress eastward into Friday, bringing rain and snow. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has died to a drug overdose. The RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank, highlights a gap in research focusing on the aftermath of fatal drug overdoses, particularly for those affected by the loss. The study suggests that more than 40 million adults have experienced disruption in their lives due to overdose-related bereavement. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. Ryan Daniels has more.
A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service.
China is sending more pandas to the U.S. in a gesture that signals a positive shift in diplomatic relations between the two nations. The Chinese Foreign Ministry announced on Thursday the signing of an agreement with the San Diego Zoo regarding a new round of international cooperation in the protection of giant pandas. Additionally, negotiations are underway for a similar agreement with the Washington National Zoo. Notably, last year saw the return of three pandas from the National Zoo to China. And Beyoncé has made history as the first black woman to achieve a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. Her new track, Texas Hold'em, debuted in the number one spot on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart on Wednesday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.